took a long time for me to decide what to do after those two films. And I really didn't have any specific focus for several years because I spent, at least 3 years supervising all the foreign versions of The Exorcist, all the subtitled versions. I cast all the foreign actors and then remixed the soundtracks into the different languages. And I also did promotional tours. So I spent 3 years after I filmed The Exorcist just making foreign versions of it.
I think that's a part of filmmaking that a lot of people maybe don't appreciate even exists, that you can have to stay in that world even after your movie has been released in the U.S.
Yes, well, it takes me 2 to 3 years on almost every film I've made to see it through. And yes, a lot of directors won't do that. The minute they finish shooting the film and perhaps participating in the editing, they're usually done. But I regard audiences around the world as equal, and I want them to see and hear the film as I intended it. And there are some countries where they don't do subtitles, like Italy. You must dub the film with foreign actors. And that requires the film being translated into another language. So I would work for months with the various translators who spoke both English and the language they were translating in. And there are a lot of differences in language that require an adaptation, you know, not a literal translation. And if the adaptation is wrong and the words are wrong, audiences aren't going to understand what the hell you were trying to do. So I pay a lot of attention to that.
Do you find
that
day?
And that's why I think I've only made about 15 films in more than 50 years.
Do you find that to be an enjoyable part of the process or just a duty that you have to the audiences?
I find it a necessary part.
Mm-hmm. I do always wonder when I am watching a movie that is in a language I don't understand how much I'm missing because maybe it wasn't properly translated or adapted, as you say, to the things that I need to know, what context I'm missing.
For example, Fletcher, you take a phrase that is used in The Exorcist, like the mystery of faith. That was often initially translated as the mystery of fate, which is a completely different meaning. And that phrase is sort of at the core of the film. And invariably, the initial translation would come back in another language as the mystery of fate, F-A-T-E, not faith.
Mm-hmm.
And there are hundreds of other such examples.
Yeah, that must be a very intense process.
Yeah, and in Japanese, of course, they don't dub, but they do subtitles. And, I mean, just the subtitling on the Japanese version took a couple of months. Because in Japan, there are very few phrases like what the demon uses against Father Karras, which are really outrageous and blasphemous outbursts, which have no real equivalent in Japan. I mean, one of the worst things you can say to someone in Japanese is to call them a fool. And, of course, you know, the demon's blasphemous comments at Karras were far more derogatory than that.